Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I'm Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. Today's fun fact of the day has to do with leap years. Did you know that not all years that are divisible by 4 are leap years? Let me explain. It was Julius Caesar back in 46 BC that created the concept of the leap year. His rule was simple. For every year that was divisible by 4, an extra day should be added. This was great and very easy to understand. Unfortunately, it created an issue. Now there were just too many leap years taking place. 1,500 years ago, Pope Gregory VIII changed the rule around. For years that were centuries, they had to be divisible by 400 and not just 4. So 2000 was a leap year because it's divisible by 400, but the century 1700 was not. So confusing, all this business of days in a year. But it's cutting edge science. Like, we had a leap second added a few years ago. We didn't notice, of course, but we technically had an extra second added to our lives. Just like we have an extra day added this year. Leap years have always fascinated me. Imagine a whole extra day appearing in your life. Most of us won't notice it, unfortunately. It's such a waste. I asked a few friends of mine recently, what plans for the 29th of Feb? And they all sulked and said, what's the use? We have to work. It's just one extra day to work. At one end, we are begging for more time. And now that you have 24 hours added to your year, you scoff at it. Time truly is a precious resource. We waste it or we use it. But we should always appreciate it, especially when it is gifted to us. For example, the joy or relief we get when sometimes a meeting is cancelled unexpectedly and now you have an extra hour to yourself. I like to call this concept gifted time. It was unexpected. We didn't do anything to create it, yet we have it. Imagine if we use this time for all the things we had left on our wish list. I wish I had time to call up my friend. I wish I had more time to meditate. I wish I had more time to read a book. Well, here you go. As your habit coach, I want you to have a healthy relationship with time. Not fear it. Not become a slave to it. Instead, I want you to embrace it and use it. But it all starts with recognizing when time is being gifted to you. A cancelled meeting, a late Uber driver, a long commute, or the 29th of Feb. They are all instances when the time has been gifted to you. So use it. Your simple habit for making the most of your gifted time is to stop complaining about it being wasted time. Instead, think of it as time that has been gifted. Then use it as a gift. Do things that you would normally not have gotten time to do. For me, waking up at 5:30 is gifting 2 hours to myself before the rest of the world wakes up. But more on that in another podcast. For now, just graciously accept this gift of Julius Caesar and make the most of it. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashton Doc on Twitter and Instagram. You can find lots more information on my website, awesome180.com, or check out different content on my YouTube channel called AWESOME180. That's Awesome 180.